We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and today is my grandpa's yard site, Rabbi Yoav Vital ben Rabbi Nachum Mendel, Tzvi Lezeche Nishmasoi. Zakt the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that Shachtu Shaloi La'ichlov, someone shechted it, the Karim Pesach, Shaloi La'ichlov, but people can't eat for Chaylo Zakin. So the Mishnah says that since it's possible, so Allah is Yechayiv on Shabbos. What about La'ichlov and Shaloi La'ichlov? You had a machshava for both of them. Olam Nuyav, Shaloi Nuyav, Olam Lamoilim, La'reilim, then it's part of it's kosher. That's said in the Mishnah. We notice halacha that a Karim Pesach has to be shechted for people who could eat, people who are counted on it, people who have a mila, and then a tahar. And it's only possible if you do it completely for them. So the Mishnah says, if you did it completely for those who are possible, then it's chayiv chatas. If not, it's pata, because it's kosher carbon. It's akhti gemara, pshita, it's pashit. Given the hasan possible, since the carbon is possible in shech shoy lo'ichlov, hacha chayiv. Here it's chayiv on Shabbos. It's possible, so it's chayiv. There's no tahar da mitzvah here. You're doing a machshava on purpose, did a machshava. So it's not the shayla tov da mitzvah over here. Din machshav shel loichlof. So it's pashut. If it's possible, so it's chayiv. And for the Gemara, from Tana Seifa, Potter Tana Reish Chayiv. We want to say the Seifa that says when you do it for both, the halacha is that you're Potter from a karvan chatos. So Tana Reish, if a Reish says chayiv, I got the Seifa. Frank the Gemara, the Seifa is also pashut. But nami pshitam. So the hasam kosher hacha potter. If it's kosher, it's a good karm pesach. Why should we chayiv? Let it do it on Shabbos. Of course, it's potter. So it's also not a chiddush. So the whole sefer basically is not a chiddush. That whole shloim loichlov and loichlov shloim loichlov is not a chiddush. Because if it's exclusively shloim loichlov, then it's a possible carbon. So you chayiv a chatas. If it's partly, then it's kosher. So you're potter. So what's the whole point of that whole part of the Mishnah? So after the Gemara, I did Tana Shachtu Shloim Shmoy B'Shabbos. Since the Reisha want to tell you this halacha, that you check the carbon Pesach Shloim Shmoy, which makes it a possible carbon, and that Yichayev on Shabbos Tana Namish Loichlov. This was teaches us the halacha of Shloim Loichlov. Frank the Gemara and the Reisha of Higuf Alamali. It's Shloim Shmoy. It's possible. What's the Chiddush? So by Lachlugi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, you want to say the Machlokes of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, which followed that Machlokes where he did other kabbanos Hashem Pesach and Shai was Tavad Mitzvah. So therefore, we had to bring in Shloim Lishma to bring in this halacha of Tavad Mitzvah, and out of that, we brought in the Sefer also of La'ichlov and Shloim La'ichlov. Only Rav Huna Bar Chinna Lebrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinna told his son, Ki ozos kamei de Rav Zreika, when you go to Rav Zreika to learn, Bayimine, I have a question for you to ask him. Bayimine, Ledivrei ha'oimer mekalka v'chabura potter, there's a machlokes. The halacha is that you're not like chabura on Shabbos, and you have a chatas for that. The classic case of chabura is doing a shechita. Doing a shechita, that's a classic case of chabura. Now, what about if you make a chabura, but you don't need the blood? So if you need the blood, so then the chabura has a purpose. But let's say you make chabura on a person or on a behema, and you don't need the blood. All it is a kelkel. You're rooting something. You're hurting someone. Is that chayiv? On one hand, it's a chabura, on the other hand, that. So it's machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. It depends how you learn on Pesukim. If mekalkel bechabura, because maybe usually mekalkel is potter, but maybe bechabura is different because that's the whole heftzah of chabura. That's what a chabura is. That's inherently what a chabura is. So maybe there you chayiv. But it's machlekes. One man says mekalkel chabura chayiv. One man says mekalkel chabura is potter. So the kasha is you want to ask on our Mishnah. Divrei em mekalkel bechabura potter shachtu sheloy loichlov chayiv my tikin. When you shecht a karm pesach shul aichlov, which makes it a possible carbon, yichayev chatas. Why is it called the Issur Shabbos Daraisa? L'chayer, it's mekalkel. You're ruining the you can't eat it. You're ruining the you can't. You're not shechting to eat it. You can't eat it. It's possible. So you're ruining this behema. So it's mekalkel v'chavura. That's the Gemara's kasha. Are you going to ask me why we're running to the sefer of the Mishnah? Ask the kasha. Ask the kasha on the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah says shachtu shaloi l'shmoi. The Reisha Mishnah says that if you make a shechita shaloi l'shmoi, it's chayiv v'chatas. So ask me right there, why are you running to the end of the Mishnah? So Mashah asked this question. It's a problem. Why we go running to the end of the Mishnah? But upon him, some Rishonim say who I didn't. They didn't have a girsa like that. That it was going the kasha. The Gemara's kasha was on the Reisha of the Mishnah. That if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, it says the divrei em mekalkel v'chabura potter pirsha oisach chabura v'shavas mekalkel hu v'tnan kol mekalkel muturim hashoichet shaloi l'shmoi v'shaloi l'ichlov he puts in Sheikh Shmoy also in the Kasha, the Breda Chanel. So could be the Kasha Shua then and that, but like upon him, there's a little bit of aura, but the Kasha stays the same. A very simple question. That the whole Makaka B'chabur is potter, if there's no purpose in the Kilkel, then you potter on Shabbos. So why Shachdu Shalal Echlav or Shalal Shmoy for the same price? Why Chayiv? Ma Tikin, what's the Tikin you did? And for the Gemara, Tikin im Olu Lo Yerdu. You know what the Kana is? The Kana is that this psul, since it's a psul that was posel, became posel in Azara, it wasn't a psul aguf, it wasn't like a behemoth that was never out of a Azara. That's an example of psul aguf before it comes to Azara. But something that's psul of a kaidish, something that comes posel inside the kaidish, the halach is, im olu lo yerdu. If it's brought up to Mizbeach, you don't take it down. So there was a tikkun now. It's, until now, it was not possible to be put onto Mizbeach. Now, if it went up to Mizbeach, you don't take it down. So there is some kind of tikkun done here with the shechita that's Olo Yerdu, has a shaykhis to the Mizbeach now. Everything more, tikkun of Olo Yerdu. Right, the Gemara, there's another case in our Mishnah. It says, Shachdu v'nimtza b'amum, if you made a shechita, and it found out now it's a b'amum, Yechai, why Yechai? We said in the Mishnah from Rashi, the Peshad is we should have checked it first. Back upon him, why Yechai? If the behemoth is possible, so you kalkul v'chavura, you can't eat it. So the kalkul v'chavura, what might tikkun? If the Gemara, there's certain usually b'amum im olu lo yeredu im olu yeredu. Why? Because that's an absolute by kodesh. That's a psul before it came into the kodesh. Before it came into the azara's possible, right? It's a b'amum. But there's a certain type of mum according to Rabbi Akiva that it's m'olu lo yeredu. What type of mum? A mum of doikin shiba'ayin, which really means any mum that's not a missing a limb. Because the halacha is by a oif, there's no din mum by a oif, by a bird, a carbon's a bird. The only type of mum that's possible is missing a limb. Not if it has a different type of mum, like a something in its eye. So the halacha is that if a behemah, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a behemah has a mum of doikin shiba'ayin, m'olu lo yeredu. So the case over here was, the mum that we're talking about here, that it says Yechayiv is Tikin B'Doikin Shiva'ayin. It was talking about it was a mum that I had some kind of cataract in the eye. V'alibu de Rekiva, the amum olu lo yerdu. According to Rekiva, it says that such a mum is lo yerdu. So it was a Tikin that you can bring on Mizbeach. Okay, now another kasha. Shachtu v'mitzvah treifa. Lacha is, v'shechti, found that's a treifa, v'seiser, a hidden treifa, which you shouldn't have known about. The lacha is a potter, because there, you're shaggy, there it's oinus, you're not chayiv chatas. You don't have to check. But if it would be in the open, then you'd be chayiv achatas. Again, my tikkun. And here, it's not m'olu yeredu lachis. We bring up, you take it down. So what's the tikkun? And the Gemara, tikkun lahoitzim de nevela. In Misakin, that's not a nevela. Lach is, a nevela is metame, treifa is not metame. So treifa means you're not allowed to eat it. It's issa achila, there's no tum on it. So when you shecht it, you now turaif that it's not going to be, it was a good shechita. So you did. If it wouldn't be a good shechita, it would be an avela. With the good shechita, it's only a treifa, and therefore it is some kind of tikkun with the shechita. Maskel Ravina, but I'm not a kasha on this din of makalka v'chavura. From different, our mishnah was good. We figured out our mishnah. Every case was either im olu la yeredu, or we said it's a tikkun like an avela. But I have not a kasha for you. Maskel Ravina, how the tanya it's a mishnah. It's a brisa in chulin. It says there shechet chatos b'shabas b'chutz l'avodazara. You do three things wrong. First of all, you shecht a chatos that was not a chatos sibri, you shecht it on Shabbos. Second of all, you did a b'chutz, you did it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And number three, you did it l'avay d'zar. And what I said is, not even if we had sibri, same thing, you did a b'chutz. Anyway, not being yait. So either way, you did it Shabbos, chutz, avay d'zar. Three chiyuvei karas here. So halacha is, chayav ala gimel chatos. You chayav three chatos. So the question is, my tikkun, what kind of, is mamash b'kalkal over here? And don't tell me, it won't be tamei because it's not a levela. The halacha is avodah zarah is matama fill of oil like Rashi brings down. Avodah zarah is matama. This is a little shame of avodah zarah. It's tamei even worse than levela. It's tamei even by oil. So now what's the tikkun? What do you say now? You can't say obviously not olah yerdu. If he's brought in the business, you throw it right out. It's not negating anything about tuma because avodah zarah is not enough for me. You can't have anything. But what's the point? Amar avira shemoytzi midei eivir menachai. When you shechted, it became not even nechai. What's a negeya? Like Rashi says, it's a negeya of benoyach. The benoyach, the halacha is, the benoyach has one of the surim of evim nechai. If he eats evim nechai, the halacha is that he's chayiv misa, actually. So here, if he eats this meat, he won't be chayiv misa. Why not? Because the maaseh, there was a shechita on it. It's not evim nechai. And that much, the shechita tuzoif, that makes it ois evim nechai. So you see from this Gemara that any type of tikkun there is, what, even whatsoever, even though in the big picture there's obviously no tikkun here, it's still enough to be called it's not mekalkel b'chavura, it's not a tikkun. And we're saying the answer over here is it's mesakin that it's not eiver menachai anymore. It's only as long as chavura. It's not tithil sham chavura. Chavura is the same thing. Chavura is tithil sham. Yeah, this is tithil sham. Mach shuder.
This behavior
that's
being shechted
by Avayi Zara is not a problem. It is, but not for a benayach. Yeah, no, do Avayi Zara. Eating Avayi Zara is not one of the Shemes Benayach. Yeah, impossible. One thing not Shemes, not one of the Shemes Benayach. Me'ila, those things not Shemes Benayach. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Shochtu v'noida. It says in our Mishnah that if you shechted a carbon Pesach, then you find out that the Bailam died, or the Bailam was Mashchu Yedeim, which means he says, I don't want it anymore, or he became Tamei, so at the end of the day, he can't do this carbon Pesach to him anymore. The halacha is still potter because shachat v'reshos, because you are oinus. That's what our Mishnah says. But our Gemara is going to a little discussion, a little different discussion, and come back to our Mishnah with the kasha from our Mishnah. So Amar Rav Huna Rav, a different discussion. Talking about Asham. Halacha is that chatos, for example, a chatos that shemesu ba'aleha, if its owner died, or it's a schapru ba'achar, or if he got it for kapara, what do you do with the chatos you set aside for Reuven? What do you do with this chatos? The halacha is the chatos dies. You put it into a room and it dies by itself. Chatos mesos, anytime it was the schapru ba'alav, or the ba'alam died, the owner died, the chatos dies. Asham, it's a machlekes tanoim. If you want man the Omar, the Osham dies as well, same thing like Chatos, because Chatos and Osham a lot of times are the same. The Gavi Shlele Shmo, could be, a lot of times they have the same type of ideas. The Osham is like a little bit of a Chatos. It's the next best thing. Also, it's Kapara also. So Osham, the halacha is that if its Bailim dies, or is Mechab Ba'acher, so according to one man the Omar, it dies. Because the other man the Omar is Nitak Luria. It goes Luria, not Nitak, it goes Luria. What does Luria mean? You let it graze in the field, and when it gets a mum, you sell it, and you take that money, and you bring Kavanis, Lekitza Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach is empty, and you want it to be always things going on, so you use that for Oilas Tzibur, called Kitza Mizbeach. Now, so this Asham is really, at the end of the day, going to be an Oila in another form, when it turns into a mum, and money, and then the money buys the Oila. So the question is, if I shecht l'shem oila, does that work or not? That's really a discussion of our Gemara. That's definitely, if you take this asham, after it was nitak l'ria, after you put it into the field and take it and say, I want to make this into oila, and you bring it for oila, taka's kasha. Well, let's see the Gemara. Amar v'unu amarav, asham sh'nitak l'ria. Asham that the Bailam died, the owner died, and you set it aside for l'ria, for grazing. V'shachtu stam. So then someone went ahead and shechted it stam without saying l'shem anything. It's kasha l'oila. It's kosher oila. Why? Because now it's ready. It's dumb oila. It's ready because now it's ready. We know it's not an asham. It's nitak l'ria. So it's dumb oila ready. So the Gemara Alma, we see from here kasav aloy boya akira. We see from here you don't need an akira. We had such an idea before. The guy would come in Pesach that all year round is a shlomim. Do you have to make akira? Do you have to say clearly I'm making this for a shlomim? Or once it's not can't be used for asham anymore, then it's dumb oila or dumb adir l'shlomim. So here it's mashma loy boy akir. You don't have to be akirit lahedya beferish. You don't have to be akirit and make it into oila. For anything more, if that's the case, loy nitik nami. So why do you have to wait to nitik l'ria? Even before nitik l'ria, once the Balaam dies and I bring its stomach, it should be kosher for oila. And like Tosis explains, what's the iarmit v'shlama? It says if you held you need akira. So we understand why it always has to be nitik l'ria first. Because if not, I'm going to make a mistake and forget to do akira. So therefore we say, be menatik l'ria. Now that will serve as a reminder, oh, it's in the field, oh, I have to make akira. But now that you don't need akira, it's automatically oila. So why do you need nitik l'ria? So Gemara answers, k'zeir l'ach kapara otof ne kapara. That if it was before the Bailam died, or before the Bailam had a kapara, there, if you brought this for oila, even l'shem oila, it would be pasul gamur. So therefore, we don't want you to bring this carbon even after the Bailam dies. As long as it wasn't l'ria yet, we're not going to let you bring it as a carbon, even b'di'evet, because with gzeira, maybe we'll bring it even before the kapara. Therefore, only after nitik l'ria, and once it's nitik l'ria, then there's no chance, after l'ria means there was a kapara already. So then, we allow you to, it'll be the evet kosher if you bring it for a carbon before it gets a mum. So that means like this, that only after Nitkal Riyah will you have a good carbon. But before Riyah, it's for the Eved not a good carbon. Why not? Because the Gzeira, you might bring it even Fnei Kapara. And that's Mamash Pasul. And therefore, we said only after Riyah, if you bring it, it's Kosher for Erla. We're not Tamra. How do we know Shechilik? But tonight, listen to the Mishnah. These are halachos of the Osham that we just said over. Tonight, Osham Shemesu Bailo, Osham that the Bailim died. The owner died, it's just chaper bailov, or he got a kapara. The halacha is yira achi yistav. You let it graze until it gets a mum. The yimacha and you sell it. The yiplu dam of a dava. And the money goes to the davas ayla for the mizbeach, for the tzibur, as called kitsa mizbeach. That's one man diyama, tanakam. Rabbi Yezu says, no, it dies, like a chata. So a chata and chaper bailov dies, he also dies. Rabbi Shua amar, yimacha, v'yavi b'dam of ayla. You sell it and use the money for Ayla. Now, if you're following along, what's the Mishnah Yeshua and the Tanakama? They both say the same thing. You bring Ayla. So the Gemara asked the Kasha into Mesechus Tamura, and the Gemara answers there that there's a difference. That the first Mandiyama holds, what happens is it becomes a Nidvas Tzibur. It goes to Kitzam Mizbeach. Masha Inkein, according to Rav Yeshua, what happens to it is that it's your own private oila. You bring it for your own private oila. What's the difference with that? The difference is you have to bring your own nesachim from your own money, and you do smicha on it. It means you put your hands in it, and you daven, you can say whatever you want, and it's your carbon. That's an afkamina. But either way, it goes to oila for the tarikama and for Yavishua. So the diak is like this. B'dom of in, it's mashma, only I can use the money for oila. Avagufoy, the behema itself, loy, the behema itself I cannot use for oila. Why not? What should be the problem? Why can't I use the behemoth itself for oila? L'chaira, what's the problem? And for the Gemara, you know why? The goes la'ach kapara, the kapara. Must be because your geyser la'ach kapara, otul fe kapara. Therefore, until it's nitak l'ria, you cannot use it. Shema mino, that's taka the raya. Until it's nitak l'ria, you taka cannot use it because of a gzeira that you might bring it as oila before you have a kapara of Asham. Shmami, no, we take a see this chilik of the fnei kapara, la'acha kapara.